Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
Maestro, my friend, first, always good speaking with you. I know we're going to be talking about some new music that you got coming out, which I think a lot of people are excited about, but I got to go back to just looking over your career, because you've done so many things, from being a rap star, and a groundbreaker too, and I can add that also.
Thank you.
Actor, an author, motivated speaker, so many things. Seriously, did you ever think that you could inspire people in so many different ways growing up?
No, definitely not. When you're younger, you're trying to find yourself. You're trying to figure out where you fit in the world, and just where you want to end up, or what's your specific destination. You're not really concerned. You don't even think about who you want to aspire along the way. But I will say, when I started making music, and I knew, I saw the platform for me to do that, my motto was, I'm not trying to make records, I'm trying to make history. So making history indirectly, you are, inspiring people to, coming up after you to take it to the next level. So, through hip-hop, I learned a lot about myself and my, my validity to my community and my importance and my relevance as well. So,
And I'm glad you brought that up, because that was going to be my next question. Do you realize how important you are when it comes to Canadian music history and music history in general, and what you've been able to do in opening those doors for so many artists? And it doesn't just mean about artists in a certain genre.
Yeah, well, I'm flattered when I hear that. Sometimes, Rudy, I go outside, I'm trying to go to my Tim Hortons, get my jump off. People want photos. It makes me feel good, because I must have done something noteworthy. You know what I'm saying? But for me to evolve as a man, it's important not to lie in your laurels of what you've done. It's more important to the direction you're going and to reach your destination, as opposed to what you've done yesterday. And a lot of times people lie on their laurels and they expect things given to them. I try not to have an air of entitlement for anything, Even with the new CD out right now, the EP out rather, I'm glad people are responding to it well. And it means a lot. I don't feel that, because of all these accolades I've done in the past, that it should be an automatic thing for people to gravitate towards. And that keeps me hungry. That keeps me, inspired to take it to the next level and, push myself.
Is that why, and actually the question really is, why now? Why did you decide, after all this time from the acting, from the, writing books, why was this the right time now to put out new music?
You hear what's out right there right now. There's no balance, man, and I think balance is what's needed. We need hip-hop. When Public Enemy was fighting the power, Biz Markie was picking boogers. It's cool. We had a balance. There's no real balance in the music, and I think that's what inspired me the most, really, that, there was a lack of balance. There's always time for fun, but I just feel like, not getting too deep or too cerebral right now, but I feel that intelligent people have intentionally programmed us to stay mindless. You know what I'm saying? And when you look at the music that was coming out in our genre of music back in the, the late 80s, there was a balance. And, and I think that's what it is right there. Obviously there's more similarities than differences when you look at a group like N.W.A. and Public Enemy. There's definitely more similarities than there are differences. But now all I'm saying is, in 2012, moving on to 2013, there's less balance in terms of, social commentary towards, and I tell kids coming up, in any genre of music, don't make records, make history.
I want to make it clear, though, this isn't about putting down anybody for what they're doing, because I know some people feel that right now they're it's too much about the beats, not about the lyrics.
I say we just need a balance, man. I'll be hypocritical to say that. You know what I mean? I mean, there was always a time for party records. I was a fan of Two Live Crew. I was a fan of EPMD, De La Soul, Gangstar, LL Cool J, KRS-One, Boogie Down Production. There was a balance, and right now there's just no balance. That's all I'm saying. You need fun in music. It'd be boring without fun. But at sometimes, and music is important. I know when I was 21, it was important for me to put out social commentary in my music based on my points of reference. The reference points for the average 21-year-old hip hop artist coming out of Toronto is definitely not the same, or as mine was, or the average you know, point of reference for the anybody, you know, is different now.
But do you think
it was back then?
But do you think about this though? Because I'm going to put you in a certain spot right now. The artists that grew up listening to you are now the same artists in a way you are competing against.
Well, it's funny you say that. You want to put me in a spot because I don't really see Bryan Adams competing with Justin Bieber. You see what I'm saying? Let's be real. I think we disrespect our genre music more than we think we do, right? Because realistically, no one's asking or expecting Leonard Cohen to try to sound like Airplane Boys or like Tyler Medeiros or whatever, you know? But because hip-hop, because there's a lack of respect for this genre of music, we just see it indirectly as the artists are uneducated. They're on a certain intellectual level, and they can't really exceed beyond. Of course, there's a few anomalies who are like media moguls, what have you. But in its entirety, when you look at it, for the general consensus of how hip hop artists are perceived, we're not perceived to be educated. We're not perceived to be, you know, moving forward in for the community. You see what I'm saying? So, of course, you're going to want me to sound current. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't think much of me. Obviously, I'm not talking about you specifically. I'm just talking about the general consensus of how we are perceived as hip-hop artists, you know? And a lot of it has to do with, I blame us as artists because we've been disrespecting ourselves. You know what I'm saying? So you can't expect people to respect you if you continue to disrespect yourself. And that's what we've been doing. So my whole thing is just to have a balance in the music and not be offended with my comments. You know, my comments are to uplift, and I know what I'm saying. You know, I've been doing this since 79. Word is bond.
So how did you want to approach this with when you sat down? Because, again, you do have your style. You do have what we have always known. But in a lot of ways, you're still dealing, again, with a new audience on folks who may not have been as history read and maybe not knowing they heard of Maestro. But who is Maestro?
Okay, what I do, Rudy, is a beautiful question. What I do, because I'm a fan of music, right? I'm a big fan of the Rolling Stones. I'm a big fan of the Beatles. When they came out, it was called the British Invasion. So back then, Elvis Presley fans were like, who the hell are these kids with the mop heads sounding funny when they sing? It was a changing of the guards. Then it came to a point in the 70s when disco came in. Now, there's certain groups that who did well with disco, like rock groups, but a lot of them didn't. Rolling Stones, they did. They made the merge into disco. If you look at Tattoo You, no songs. Could they mess with the Bee Gees? No. Could David Bowie's another one, but could he mess with the Bee Gees? No. But yet, after the disco resolves, you know, they still had careers. Those are the artists I look at and be like, wow. You know what I mean? Those are the cats I look at and be like, that's what I'm striving to be towards. And what did they have in common? What they had in common is they didn't make records. They made history. You see what I'm saying? And that's what I tell up-and-coming artists. Bob Marley did not make records. He made history. Bob Dylan did not make records. He made history. Public Enemy did not make records. They made history. So when you come out and you have an opportunity here to speak and say something, you got to decide what you want to do. My whole thing is I know the enemy, what's that they're looking at. So my whole thing is I want balance. That's all I'm looking at. If the young kids want to talk about snapbacks, of course, let them do their thing. They're young kids. I'm not trying to sound younger than I am, because like I said, you don't want to hear Bryan Adams sound like Justin Bieber, and you don't want to see Fred Sanford trying to get into Lamont's closet. You feel me? You feel me?
I got to put that on a T-shirt.
You feel me, sir?
Oh, that was sweet. That is the line of the year. I'm serious, man. I got to put that on a T-shirt. That was beautiful. So what is it then that for this particular? I mean, I always keep thinking now. My mind is just lost right now. I mean, Stick to Your Vision was probably one of your most profound singles that you've ever released.
Yes, sir.
When you have songs like that, then you want to approach what you're approaching now. Do you think back of what you've done before, or is this a whole new message?
Yeah, of course I think back. You know, I think back of what I did and what was successful, but I don't let that lie. I don't let that be the end all be all. You know, there were certain things that I did that was really cool, and like I said, because my whole thing was trying to make history, is why I could look at certain songs that I've recorded. You know, and just to clarify, when you asked me earlier how I felt and I said about, you know, about my success or how I'm viewed, yeah, that's great. In terms of how I'm, you know, the admiration I get, I'm thankful for that, but I don't dwell in that, because that could be that could be cancerous to an artist, right? But when I'm going forward now and I can look at there's certain energy and certain elements within Stick to Your Vision, per se, it was the message. And that was something that really stood out, you know, and from that came a book, you know. And Reach for the Sky, which is we sample Blue Rodeo, is similar to Stick to Your Vision, where we sample These Eyes from the Guess Who. And, you know, we got Try with from Blue Rodeo on this one. I look at Reach for the Sky as a conceptual extension of Stick to Your Vision. You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of where I'm at. So there's certain formulas that I've done, Rudy, when you look at it from Drop the Needle, where I sampled a Canadian rock group by the name of Haywire out of Prince Edward Island. Well, taking Canadian rock records and flipping them into hip-hop is something that I've been doing pretty consistently, and they work, you know? So
it definitely has worked. And I've always said a million times, I am always so jealous of Stick to Your Vision, because when I heard it, I was like, why the hell didn't I do that? Why did it? Because it just made so much sense. It was almost like one of those songs that have always been out there, and somehow you kind of looked over and said, oh, there it is, and you grabbed it.
Yeah, I did. And you know what? It's so funny, because you asked me about different genres of music, how I've been inspired by them. Well, obviously, I've been inspired by different genres of music myself. And I remember when there was a box set that the Junos did with, like, the 70 top Juno-winning songs. And I listened to that, and Backbone Slide was on that. Bryan Adams was there, like Corey Hart. There was a lot of big artists, and I felt proud to be a part of that. But one of those songs was These Eyes by The Guess Who. And when I listened to that again, I remembered when I was a kid listening to that growing up. But then I felt proud the fact that, oh, my goodness, look what I'm around. I'm around, like, Canadian rock royalty here. I must have done something that noteworthy that they felt that they had to put me within this beautiful compilation. So I kept on playing These Eyes over and over again. And when I heard that 8-bar break, I started rhyming over that, and I started, I think I got something here.
You definitely did. And you should consider yourself royalty, too, for everything that you've done. You should. But here's the thing, though.
Yes.
You, as you mentioned to me earlier, before we started this interview, this is an EP.
Yes,
this
sir.
Is leading to an album. What can we expect from the album that I think you said, what, next year will be out?
Yeah, well, this next year also, Rudy, commemorates the 25th anniversary of me being known as the Maestro Fresh West, you know? That was in 88. I came out with I'm Showing You. The year later, 89, I came out with Backbone Slide and Things Steamrolled. But, 2013 commemorates that. So it'll be Orchestrated Noise will be a collaboration album where I got a song with Misha Brugger-Gossman called Symphony Destino. So I made a fusion with opera on one of my joints. Then I got the song History Repeated featuring Sam Roberts, you know, so a little more indie rock. And obviously on the EP right now, besides the Blue Rodeo sample track, Reach for the Sky, we have the Trues, produced by Rich Kid, a song called I Want to Know. So I like to fuse a lot of indie rock, underground hip-hop, and, you know, and just take it to the next level, just try to push myself, you know?
You don't have to push anything, man, because it's always there. You're always
Thank you,
on
bro.
That other level. As we're wrapping this up, the EP, it's on iTunes, right?
That's correct, sir.
Okay, so we pick it up on iTunes.
Yeah, man.
Is there going to be, like, a mini show, concert, tour, or something happening?
Well, because I respect people's time, I don't want to bug people too much for the EP. Because what's going to happen in 2013, God willing, is going to be monumental. Because the 25th anniversary of what I've done, you know, I'm really excited about it. I'm proud of myself. I'm proud of hip-hop in Canada. When you see, like, my man, like, Drake and K-Non and these artists take things to the next level and beyond, this is something we could look at and embrace, and this is a part of our culture. So I would really like to make the 25th anniversary something that monumental that I don't want to bug people too much with just, you know, the EP in terms of me doing major events or touring and stuff like that. This is just a bubble to, you know, let people know I'm still here. I just found out that Much Music will debut it, and it's going into heavy rotation right out the gate, man. You know what I mean? So that's a good sign that we got a hit in the making. So
fantastic. And what's the single right now? The single right now is?
Well, the EP, you play whatever you want to play, man. But, I mean, Black Tuxedo's getting love, but Reach for the Sky, featuring Classified and Blue Rodeo, is getting a lot of love, too, as well. And that's the video that's airing this weekend, debuting, and that's climbing on charts right now as we speak. So, Rudy, the thing is, I don't want to lose this being enthusiastic about music. The way I feel about it now, the day I stop feeling inspired is the day I'm going to quit. But as long as I have this fire with me and continue going and continue growing, you're going to continue meeting with me and calling me and interviewing me. And we're going to have beautiful conversations like this again and again, you know?
You know, one of the greatest, I would say one of the greatest things about me being in this business, I have to send you the picture that we took 20 years ago. First interview that we did, it was in the winter. You still had your winter coat and hat on and everything, and I'm sitting there with the hair all over the place. And, yeah, we were young.
Yeah, man.
We were young, but we were breaking strides. And,
come on, man.
And the best thing about it is we are still here.
We're still doing it. When I say reach for the sky, I'm not joking, man. I'm not joking, man. That's what we continue doing, continue to evolve and take it to the next level, my man.
My friend, I am so proud of you, everything you've done. Congratulations. We're going to
God
talk
bless,
again
man.
Soon. And when this whole thing breaks, I want to be right there with
come
you.
Come on, man. I'm proud of you, too. I see you hustle. I see you do your thing. You remember the last time I saw you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was sweating up there on stage and everything
yeah,
else, too.
Yeah,
but that's what you do for Canada's Got Talent. You got to do what you got to do.
You got
to
do what you
got to
do, man. Hey, I'm proud of you, too, bro.
Thank you very much, my friend.
All right, we chop it up.
You take care and say hello to family for me. Take care.
Bye-bye. God bless.